Hey friend, welcome back to She Speaks Life. I am so glad you chose to listen today. And hey, if you haven't received my free gift to you yet, click on the link below in the show notes and I will give you my free download of God's ID, My ID, which is all about God's characteristics and how they apply to your life today. Plus, you'll get the newest updates of some new stuff coming that I'm super excited about, and I want you to be the first to know about it. I am so excited to have with me Crystal Ward. She is the author of Grace to Grow, 40 Devotions to Release Anxiety and Dive into Purpose. Crystal is an insightful Bible teacher and inspiring conference speaker. She is the founder and director of Grace to Grow, a nonprofit that empowers ministers and supports women around the globe. I had found Crystal through a devotion she had written for Passion Translation. It was so beautifully written, and I was so impacted by it that I reached out and asked her to come on my podcast. And I am so just grateful she said yes to this, because this conversation is so amazing. Crystal shares about growing in grace and being fruitful in every season. She even talks about her own moment where her life came to an abrupt standstill and how she got through. This is such a powerful conversation, and I can't wait. So let's dive in. Here's my guest, Crystal Ward. Hi, Crystal. Welcome to She Speaks Life. I am so happy you're here.
Thank you so much for having me, Jamie. And I'm super excited that we actually get to meet after having a few conversations over socials and different things. So I'm excited to hang out with you today.
I know. This is so exciting. Well, I got to first start out with how I met you. I get these devotionals sent to my inbox from the Passion Translation. And you wrote a beautiful devotional or article blog about when your calling feels canceled. And that just like caught my eye right away. And as I was reading your whole blog, I was just taken in by how your dreams and your ambitions just felt like locked doors, and right. That, yeah, your frustration and your wounded heart just was distracting you. And you almost got to the point where you're just going to throw in the towel. And then you went into like this night at a conference and how God began to just wrestle with you. And I had to write down some of these words because, I mean, everyone just needs to read this whole article. It is so good. But you had said, and I quote, "The desire to follow God finally outweighed my hurt, and I rose from the chair, leery of trusting my grief to the Father. I knelt and prayed, 'You're going to have to do it. I can't make things happen on my own.'" And I just love that part of surrender. And then you go on with what that looked like afterwards. And you're a founder of Grace to Grow. And we're going to be talking about your book, Grace to Grow, 40 Devotions to Release Anxiety and Dive into Your Purpose. I know you have been in ministry, pastoral ministry for a long time. So just share with us more about who you are, but also what else you can share about that wonderful devotional.
Oh my goodness. You don't even know how much of a blessing it is to hear that people are resonating with look, the thing is that we go through struggles in life, but with the Lord, nothing is ever wasted. Romans 8:28 says that he uses all things to our good. And so we don't know how God will take that pain and repurpose it to bless someone else. And it's really like an outstretched hand. The pain that we went through with the Holy Spirit on it and the healing power of God on it, how it becomes an outstretched hand to someone else. So I'm just feeling like in this moment, let's encourage someone that is listening, that you've been walking through these seasons of pain. Walk with Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit, he is right there with you, and let him take some of that pain and turn it into purpose for His glory. Mm-hmm. And so I get these testimonies a lot from the book or the devotional that I just released, which the article that you read with the Passion Translation was adapted from the book that I just released in December, just a few weeks ago. Oh my goodness.
So good.
I guess I just passed 4 weeks. Yeah. I'm still alive.
Right.
And
the
article that Jamie's talking about released on the Passion Translation blog, and you can go find it there. Super wonderful blog. And it is adapted from the book that I just released called Grace to Grow. Jamie already read the title, 40 Devotions to Release Anxiety and Dive into Purpose. And the goal of the devotional is 40 devotions. Each one can be read in five minutes or less. And it's just to help us draw close to Jesus every day and to give us tools to really walk out the rest of the day with Him.
Yeah.
And so we can unpack that a little bit more, but maybe I should say who I am. Who are you? My name is Crystal Ward. I am an author. I am a minister, a mom, a wife. My husband BJ and I, I'm so thankful for him that we get to do the life that we do together. He's my number one supporter all the time. And we have three kids together. Abby, who is currently 14, Emma, who is currently 11, and Evan, who is currently 7. And I'm always really proud when I get those ages right.
Yeah.
And I have a ministry by the same name as my book. It's called Grace to Grow. And we help busy people to grow in their relationship with the Lord. And that's what we do. So that's a little bit about me.
I love it. Yeah, I know. I got three kids and it's hard to remember all their ages and time just speeds by. Like, you're
right.
Like, oh my gosh, they're this age already and all that. Well, I just love that you are here and we're just going to talk about all things with your devotional and about grace and purpose and calling. And I really love that it's something that we can all relate. We have all struggled from time to time, have gone through anxiety and, you know, how do we, what does that look like? How do we get rid of it? How do we make God's voice louder than our worries and fears and all that? So tell me your story though. In your book, you talk about a time where your life came to an abrupt standstill and you didn't really know if you were going to recover. Yeah. Share with us that season that maybe led you to write this devotional on, or this book on anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely. It's honestly a little bit difficult for me to talk about. It's something that I didn't talk about for years. I've been a pulpit minister for, I don't even know how long, since probably more than 20 years. And this event, it took me years before I really discussed it publicly. And one day the Lord said that it was time to redeem it. And I said, no, it's not. And so the end of that is it became one of the stories in my book. But the story is that our youngest son, who is now 7, his name is Evan is 7. And he, when he was only 4 months old, had a reaction to some medication that caused him to have over 70 seizures in 30 days.
Oh,
and I know that so many people that are listening to this podcast today probably have experience with that. And for me, it was probably and still is one of the most difficult things I had ever walked through at that time. And really what happened, I mean, if you imagine, he was only 4 months old, it's not a lot different than a newborn. And even after the seizures lasted approximately 30 days, and even after they ended, the amount of anxiety that I battled after that event, it was astronomical. It really was. I felt like every time I went to get him out of his crib, or every time I looked in the mirror or in the middle of the night, or that he was going to be having a seizure. I was concerned for the quality of life that our son was going to live as we move forward. And I know that so many people can relate to that feeling as well. And what I found is, this is what I think for me, that event really uncovered a lifelong battle with fear that I didn't know existed. It really, I'm not sure how much fear it caused, probably some for sure, but I think it more uncovered what was already there. Now, I do not believe that it was the Lord's will for this to happen to my son. Absolutely not. Right. But God has used it to help heal and deliver me from anxiety that I have experienced so much in my life, but also hopefully to help share that with others as well.
Yeah. And, you know, there's just like the enemy when he attacks our kids, it's like that is like one of the worst things you can do to us moms, right?
Right.
And, you know, it's easy to just get into that fear, and especially the unknown with seizures, you know, and any illness and sickness that your kids are battling. And you're not in control, and you're in the unknown, and that creates fear when we can't see and we don't know what the result is going to be. And so, oh man, I can't imagine. So going through the anxiety and hardship and all that, I'm sure you had some PTSD, right? Like always thinking maybe that your child is going to go into seizures again, because I think sometimes when we see something so tragic like that, you just instantly start getting these flashbacks and this flooded memory, right? And then that triggers that fear. So, okay, so this led you, now you walk through anxiety, you know what it's like to, what you were saying, to grow in grace. So what ways did writing this book affect your thoughts about growing in your relationship with God? What did it do for you as you were writing these devotionals?
Yeah, I think that so it was so much in of this book is just from my life. It's not all about me, but it's really came together just doing life with Jesus. And one of the things that I say in this book is that you have grace for your place. And I really discovered that with those issues with my son, but also so many other issues. We all go through challenging things and degrees of difficulty, some things being trials, some things being tragedies. And here's the thing is that God's grace is always there. Yeah. And, you know, if we were to try to define grace, volumes of books couldn't really describe adequately what God's grace really is. And, you know, there's a definition that we hear a lot that says that grace is God's undeserved kindness. And it's true. It is. But that just scratches the surface of what grace really is. And here's what I've found, that grace, yes, it is God's undeserved kindness, but it is also God's empowerment on our lives to walk through whatever we are walking through with Him. Yeah. And so we see that in these, you know, I mean, what I went through with Evan was more of a tragedy than it was a trial or a tribulation. But, you know, even in just the ordinary, everyday challenges of life, God's grace is on you, my friend, on Jamie, but also on the listeners, every person listening, please hear me.
Yeah.
If you know Jesus, the grace of God is on you right now to walk through whatever it is you're facing with Him, and His grace is more than sufficient for you. And again, I like to say you have grace for your place every single season of life. And if you don't mind, I'd love to give an illustration from Scripture that has helped me so much in my own life. You know, in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, we see the children of Israel, they God delivers them from Egypt, and they are wandering in the desert. And I have been down in that area close to it in Israel, and it is H-O-T hot. Yeah. I mean, oh my gracious. It is actual desert. You know, scripture calls it wilderness. Right. There's different names that scripture uses, but it was hot. Yeah. And so here we have these people that were delivered from their servitude, their slavery in Egypt, and feeling like things are all going to be going amazing. And then they land in this wilderness or this desert. And maybe I can pause for a second and say, if you're listening, you may be feeling like you're taking the long way around. Know that God's grace is sufficient and his timing is perfect, and he's provided everything you need in him. And so just follow him, because and me and Jamie were talking about this before the show, that God is the author of time. Yeah. God is outside of time. He's not bound by it. Mm-hmm. And then God's grace comes on time and he redeems it on our behalf. So you're not lost. Yeah. He knows right exactly where you are. He's leading you. Just follow him. And it shouldn't be hard or striving. It should be gracious and loving and gentle. And so back to this story.
Yeah.
So now they're in the wilderness and it is hot. But scripture says that God led them with a pillar of cloud by the day and a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you've been in Sunday school and they had those felt boards, you know, and they would have all these little felt things, right? And they would, so some of our listeners may have no idea what we're talking about. It's okay. It's cool. It's like an app, but it was like cardboard and fabric. Okay. But we were often shown these pictures of a cylindrical pillar of cloud and cylindrical pillar of fire. But I learned that in Hebrew, that word pillar can also mean a flat surface. And we actually can see this over in Isaiah as well. Isaiah talks about it being flat. And so this is what I picture after being down in that area and close to that region.
Yeah.
Is that that cloud was flat and it covered the children of Israel by day, protecting them from that blazing, almost evil sun. And then at night, the desert is cold, right?
Right.
And so I picture a flat covering of fire that provided light. Mm-hmm. It provided warmth, right? Wow. And that's a picture of grace, guys. That is a picture of grace, the grace of God coming on you in every season. Now, the key is relationship with him. It's we always have his grace, but we learn how to tap into it a lot more through intimacy with Jesus. I could keep preaching all day, but I'm going to let you talk while I take some water.
I mean, I could listen all day. I mean, I'm just soaking this in. Crystal, I have never seen that. What a great picture of just God's comfort, you know, with both, like shade, cloud from the sun, from the heat, flat surface. Because I think for most of us, we're thinking a pillar, like, you know, some column or something, and then, or a torch, and how the fire was flat to provide them, like you said, the warmth and just a blanket of his light and comfort. That was just so beautiful. No one has ever described that like that before. I love it.
It's helped me so much to remember that. It's just a beautiful picture of grace.
It really is. And how God guides and protects and provides. I mean, it's just, yeah, that's beautiful. Okay. So you were talking about what is the intersection of growth and grace? Like expand on that, because I know you talk about that in your book.
Yeah, they seem like they're like maybe they're not connected. There's grace and then there's growth. And when I say growth, I mean growing closer in your relationship with God. You can also call it spiritual growth. You can call it discipleship. But really, growth, equals intimacy with Jesus. And what does mm-hmm. grace have to do with intimacy with Jesus? And so we live in a self-care generation, right? We're taught mm-hmm. like, take care of yourself. And then we have seasons in our life where self-care is like an anomaly. What even is that? Like, I haven't even had a shower in some seasons in my, I have today. Yeah. Just so you know, all the listeners, I have showered. However, there were seasons in my life when the kids were little when I felt like I was conquering a mountain if I got to take a 5-minute shower, right?
I remember. Or even going to the bathroom. I know that might be TMI, too much info. Oh my gosh. I'm like, is this ever going to end? Can I ever just go to the bathroom by myself in peace?
Right. And exactly like with little fingers under the door. Right. And it's
mommy, are you done? Gracious. Are you done?
What are you doing, mommy? Yeah. Trying to take a minute away from you. So,
I know.
So, so we live in this self-care generation or culture. Mm-hmm. And listen, for a whole lot of us, that feels impossible. And relationship with God, like an intimate, close relationship with God, feels impossible too. It's like, mm-hmm. that's just another thing on my to-do list, you know? Mm. Like, God understands, and that's for another time. No, mm-hmm. today's the day of salvation. Scripture says, call on the Lord while he's near. Mm-hmm. And so we actually can combine these ideas of grace and intimacy with Jesus or growth, because it is the grace of God that always is drawing you closer, always saying, come to me, come to me. And one of the things that I teach in the book and in other formats is that actually we feel like we exist for all these things, but Scripture says we exist for one thing. And that's relationship with Jesus. We find that in Luke chapter 10. Well, we can find it in many places in Scripture. But in Luke chapter 10, we see the story of Mary and Martha. You remember them? And Jesus was coming to Martha's house. And so we have these two sisters, and they respond very differently to Jesus showing up in their space. And Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, and Martha is busy rushing all around the place, trying to get all these things done. And she's busy with all the details. And I like to say she's pulled in every direction, because that's how we feel a lot of the times, right? I'm like pulled in every direction. So Martha gets mad. And I can just imagine her like stomping her foot, like at her sister, slamming the dishes, right? All these, passive aggressive reactions. And she walks into the room, and she almost just short of demands that Jesus make her sister get to work. She says, Lord, like tell her to get to work and help, which we can totally relate to, right?
Right.
And I love Jesus's response. He doesn't scold Martha. He doesn't shame her, which is the way we feel a lot of the times when we're in that busy-brained, type of thinking.
Right.
We feel like God's shaming us or he's going to scold us. Jesus responds and he says, my dear Martha. He calls her dear. He uses a term of endearment. He responds gently to her. So if you're in that season of life where you're like, I'm just doing good to eat. I eat on the run. I'm doing good to shower. I get it. Many of us have been there. Understand that God's not shaming you. He's not mad at you. He's not trying to guilt trip you. He says, my dear, come to me. But then Jesus says another thing. And he says, Martha, you are, in the Greek, it means this, anxious and troubled about all these details, but Mary, she has found the one thing worth being concerned about, and I'm not going to take it away from her. And so what Jesus is saying, Mary has found the one thing. And I like to say that Mary really found the purpose of life at Jesus's feet. And so we get this image of, my relationship with the Lord is another thing. No, it's the thing. But in every season of life, God's grace comes on our time, our effort, whatever we give to God, the grace of the Lord comes upon that and he multiplies it. So there have been some seasons in my life. I don't know if all of our listeners are female, but I'm sorry to any guys that are listening right
well,
now.
Well, they are, because she speaks life, women.
There we go. That's right. Yeah. She speaks life. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Men, you walked into a women's right. podcast, yeah. Okay? Okay, there have been seasons in my life where the best I could do was listening to my Bible while I was feeding the baby. There was seasons in my life where the best I could do is 5 minutes before I started hearing screaming kids, or there were times where I would take my son outside in the yard and I would pace the yard and pray while he played. But the grace of the Lord came upon that. And I want to encourage you, if you're listening, I just encourage you, don't treat your relationship with the Lord like it's another thing. No, it's the thing. His grace will empower you to be close to him, but then he also wants to walk with you through the rest of your day and do your day with him.
Yeah.
And you will find that life is so much more fulfilling, so much more rewarding, so much more peaceful. We get access to all the fruits of the Spirit in that way. But it's grace that enables us to do that.
I love that. And that just shows, like, don't compartmentalize God. He doesn't want to be compartmentalized, and he wants to be all in every detail, every area of our life, every room of our heart, everywhere. And yeah, that's beautiful. Everything you just said, that intimacy with the Lord, that not looking at it as adding that to our list, but having right. that be the most important thing. The one thing that you just shared. Yeah.
Right. And can I add yes. really quick before you yeah. go on is I think that the Lord is so much more gentle than we often realize.
Oh, I know.
And we think so many times that, oh, I didn't do this. Oh, I didn't do that. And like the Lord is going to strike us with a lightning bolt. Friend, that's Greek mythology. That's Zeus. Right. That's not the Lord that we serve.
Yeah.
The Lord that we serve, he is gentle. He's compassionate. He's slow to get angry. And that's the Old Testament that says that. He is full of unfailing love. And so the Lord is always saying, it's his goodness that leads us to repentance. And he is always saying, come,
yeah,
just mm-hmm. come to me. I am gentle. I'm lowly at heart. You'll find rest for your souls. So I just wanted to add that because I think that we get that image mm-hmm. skewed.
We really do. That brings me back to a memory, a time where I was pouring coffee and I was going through that struggle of not having my time with God, that intimate, quiet moments. And I started feeling guilty, like shameful mm-hmm. For not giving that time that I know is beneficial and good. And I just felt like we were talking about God, Holy Spirit, being gentle and how he's a gentleman. And I just mm-hmm. so tenderly heard him speak to my heart that I want to spend time with you. Have mm-hmm. you ever thought about me wanting to delight in you and spend time with you instead of the other way around of I should be spending time with God, I, right? Right. And God was like, no, like think of it this way. This is the perspective is that mm-hmm. I want to spend time with you. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here on the couch waiting for you to just come over and sit next to me and let's chat it out and mm-hmm. talk. And it just completely just impacted my heart so like deeply that I was just from here on out, I never struggled with that guilt and that, you know, shame of not spending time because he showed me what he sees, you know,
right.
this is how I see it. And this is the truth that I want to spend time with you. And mm-hmm. so we were talking about fear and anxiety. I mean, we're talking about shame in your book. Yeah. you share about how it impacts our personal growth. So now that we're kind of on the subject of shame, expand on that. Share what you have on shame.
Yeah. I touch on a couple of different things. I know that anxiety is on the cover and it is heavily covered in the book, but really what I was trying to get people to do is to move from one point into this active, growing, thriving, intimate relationship with the Lord. And so I'm like, okay, we're going to have to tackle a few things. One of those is anxiety because it's so big in our culture and it was really big for me, but we also touch on a few other things as well. And so shame came up and we were even discussing that just now in a certain way. I like to even lump like mom guilt in with shame, you know, where I didn't do this, I didn't do that. I'm totally messing up my kids. Probably not. Right. But, and you know, we really have, maybe even a little bit, and maybe you might think I'm reaching, I don't know, but social media comparison. I don't know, maybe adds a little bit to shame. It's all this feeling of I'm not good enough and I'm not worthy. And maybe, can I tell you this today, that feeling of I'm not worthy is not biblical at all. It's not scriptural because our worth isn't established on our own character, our own basis.
Yeah.
Actually, Jesus exchanged his perfect life for our life. Yeah. So our worth is only defined by the one who paid for it. So we don't even get to dictate our worth because we didn't pay for our own life. We couldn't. Based on the life of Jesus. And that's why Hebrews 4 says, now we can boldly come to the throne of grace. And so when we look at that idea of shame, shame pushes God away and says, I can't come to you because. And really, the answer is always, always come to me. Yeah. The answer is always come closer. I like to say that prayer is the first answer to every problem.
But I
define prayer just a little differently than some. Most people define prayer, I think, as a conversation with God, which it definitely is that. But the Apostle Paul told us to pray without ceasing. So if prayer is only a conversation with God, then how can we pray without ceasing? I like to call prayer as connection with God. To me, prayer is a state of being connected with the Holy Spirit, which we can go in and out of depending on how aware we are of his presence with us all day. Yeah. And so, but shame actually pushes against that and says, I can't because, and fills in the blank in some arbitrary, and it may feel like it's real. It may feel like it's a valid, I can't because, but it's not scriptural.
Yeah.
Our relationship with God, our value and our worth is actually defined by the life of Jesus. And so I just want to encourage you today that no matter what's going on, the answer is come close to the Lord. And through Jesus, you have every right to access to him and access to all of the promises of his word, every right.
So good. Amen to that. Woo. Go, girl. All right. All right. Something you shared in Grace to Grow is that you can be fruitful in every season in your life.
Oh, yeah.
Can you expand on that? And then we'll finish up with a takeaway.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, that's actually from Psalm chapter 1, which I was just reading today. Psalm chapter 1 is the key verse behind my ministry, Grace to Grow, which a lot of that is really the key idea, direction behind the book, Grace to Grow. And I love Psalm chapter 1. I actually have this big piece of art that I did that is not that amazing, but I did it, and it's a tree, and it says Psalm chapter 1, and it became the basis for my logo for Grace to Grow. And it says this, it says that those that delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night, will be like a tree planted by the riverbank. And it says that their leaves never wither. They bear fruit in each season. I think I flipped those lines. They bear fruit in each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all that they do. And so actually, through connection with the Lord, through what scriptures tells us, meditating on his word. Now, you might remember that King David said, "Lord, let the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you." Oh, women, we can meditate on a lot. Our brains get to going and they follow these tracks. And a lot of the times those tracks don't align with the word of God. They're not scriptural and they are not helpful. They're harmful. And I get it. I battle with my thought patterns, you know, just spiraling off into, we can in 5 minutes be off in Neverland somewhere and right. have the world ending tomorrow and just in having a whole conversation in our minds that never happened.
All right.
But scripture promises us that when we mull over, meditate over the word of the Lord, that we can actually be fruitful in every season. In some translations, it says in his season. So it leads me to think about God's timing, like we discussed already. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to encourage every listener, be with the Lord. Prioritize your relationship with God. I know it feels like you don't have time a lot of the times, but remember the God that we serve, he actually multiplied the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and stretched it to feed the multitudes, right? The God that we serve actually spoke and calmed the storm. And in that same story, whenever Jesus and the disciples were in the boat in the storm, if you read it, it says that afterwards they looked up and they had arrived at their destination. So he's the author of time. He's the redeemer of time. And in all of these things, so I just encourage you to remember that when we prioritize the Lord, I really feel like we are more empowered to walk in his grace the rest of the day. And you will be surprised at how he multiplies and bends time in your favor and how he stretches and multiplies your efforts. And when we do that, and we're meditating on his word, we're thinking about what his word says, we bring our thoughts back to the Lord and back to his word, scripture gives us a promise that our leaves will never wither. Picture what a withering tree looks like, right? It gives us promise that we're always receiving the refreshing that we need, that gentle flowing river. It gives us the promise that we'll bear fruit in every single season, even those really, really, really hard ones, and that we will prosper in all that we do. And so hopefully that is a good reminder for us today.
Oh, yes. I mean, amen to all that. This is so rich, Crystal. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and encouragement and your message with us. I'm so filled up right now. You know, I know the listener is too. I mean,
I hope so.
So filled right now. I'm just like sitting under your teaching. You're such a good storyteller and you have brought new insights to some of these stories that I have never even heard of and didn't even grasp when I was reading it. And I just thank you so much for sharing and having this opportunity for you to come on here. It's such an honor to have you.
It really is my pleasure. And we say that casually, but no, it really is my pleasure. It is an honor to get to do this life with the Lord. And it is an honor to hopefully share some of those things with our listeners today. And I hope that they were encouraged and built up and ready to just do this life with Jesus.
Yeah, they have to be built up. Amen. And where can people get your book and connect with you?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we are on all of the social channels. You can find us there at gracetogrow.tv, and you can go grab your copy of your devotional, Grace to Grow, 40 Devotions to Release Anxiety and Dive into Purpose, on our website, Grace to Grow, GRACE2TO, grow, .tv, like television. And you can purchase it there. You can also purchase it wherever books are sold. It just landed in Barnes and Noble's stores across the country recently. So that's super exciting. And I hope that you grab a copy, but also consider grabbing a copy for a friend, because we've been having so many people come back and say, yeah, I just need one. And then they'll come back and literally buy 5, 10, sometimes up to 20 more books. And so I think that they're just wanting to help friends and coworkers and family members. And so I want to encourage you to consider that, not just for sales, because that's literally been happening, people coming back and buying more books. So I hope that it blesses whoever picks it up. And if not, then we have free encouragement on socials every day. And also hopefully this podcast, She Speaks Life, you can get encouragement here every week.
Yeah, well, your book is beautiful inside and out. And I'm just thanking God that from that article on the Passion Translation that you did not quit and give up, because you have such a gift of writing and speaking and God just using you. Thank you.
Absolutely. I had a great time today. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you so much for listening today, and I trust that God has encouraged you through this story. Did you know this podcast is on YouTube? Hop on there and subscribe, and you can see a live recording of each episode. And for more information on this ministry and to access free downloads, please visit my website at jamieelizabeth.com. That's J-A-Y-M-E. Elizabeth.com. And let's connect beyond this podcast by going to my Instagram handle, Jamie Elizabeth, She Speaks Life, or Facebook. Until next time, my friend, I hope God reveals himself through your own life story.